Well, finally, the German town of Leipzig has just hosted the Games Convention, a big international trade fair aimed at everything and everyone involved in the computer games business. Developers have been showing off their wares, designers and programmers have been swapping tips, and simulators have been on show, giving visitors the chance to try everything from driving Formula One racing cars to taking virtual parachute jumps. I don't know how they simulate that. But when the event kicked off last week, the grand opening featured a performance of music from computer games given by the Czech National Symphony Orchestra. Now, usually when you're playing a game, you're somewhat preoccupied with, basically winning the game to bother worrying about the music. But to savour the music without the distractions of gameplay, Pamela Rutherford has been speaking to some of those involved in the game's music performance at the Leipzig Games Convention.
The man behind the concert is Thomas Booker. For him, the inspiration for getting the conductor, orchestra and music together came from the Far East.
They had concerts like this with Japanese game music in Japan some years ago. I think it started almost 10 years ago. And it was about time to have something like this outside of Japan as well.
And to bring the idea to Europe, Thomas called on the services of games composer Andy Brick.
We've got some really incredible orchestral music that these 15 and 16 and 17 year olds are listening to on their PlayStations and listening to on their computers and really responding to, especially in a game situation because it's such an interactive environment. Why don't we bring this out and really kind of bring it into the world of traditional orchestral music? Let's make a concert. Let's fill a concert hall with this kind of an audience.
Basically like movie music. You can't really imagine a great movie without great music. Underlines the whole atmosphere. And it's actually the same for the game. All the really big games have really great music. One example is Final Fantasy. They are selling 100,000 of copies of every soundtrack from Final Fantasy. So you can see how important it is for games.
But Andy's experience composing music for computer games has taught him there is a difference.
A lot of people correlate game music to film music, to soundtrack music. However, games are interactive. A player in a game makes a decision, and the game changes each time you play it, and the music changes each time you play the game, or can change each time you play the game. So from a pure standpoint of what music is in a game, it becomes a very interactive environment, just like the gameplay. And that way, it responds very differently than a traditional cinema film score, and takes on a completely different life. My personal feeling is that a game soundtrack can, doesn't always, but has the potential to be the most interactive type of music that we know.
How did the members of the orchestra, who are more used to playing Dvorak and Final Fantasy, feel about turning their hand to game music? Peter Piker is the orchestra manager.
I think their anticipations were really different than what they performed at the end, because most of them, they never play the game, or on the other hand, there are young people who play the game. So there is, in between those two groups in the orchestra, there is certain tension and certain kind of communication, not just in musical terms, but also in terms of I'm experienced with this, I'm not experienced with this. So they worked together and they brought this music to the audience with both backgrounds, like game player and classical musician.
What's more, Andy Brick hopes that games players will be able to enjoy the same kind of musical experience at home, in front of their consoles, as they would surrounded by the orchestra itself.
Well, what I'd love to see is I'd love to see DVD orchestral music so that I can write something with timpani coming from behind the player, or I can have my trumpets and my trombones coming from the front right of the player. I can have my French horns coming from the front left of the player. I can have the strings surround the player so that when you're listening to it on a surround sound DVD system, what you're getting is you're sitting in the middle of that orchestra. You're essentially hearing what I hear when I'm on the podium conducting, and that sound is a sound that very few people know, and that particular sound is the sound that really empowers a conductor, and it's what really moves you. and it's a sound like none you've ever heard. When you hear orchestral music correctly panned in surround sound, it's like nothing you've ever experienced.
A high score indeed, that report from Pamela Rutherford. And it's pretty well game over for this week. Thanks for listening, and thanks as ever to Studio X.